Save your own skin. What does that mean? The dictionary says to save your own skin is to remove yourself from a dangerous or unpleasant situation, not caring at all what happens to anyone else. Our world is full of people who are all about saving their own skin, and the world in which Jesus found himself, especially those last hours of his life, was no different. Think about it. Pontius Pilate was looking to save his own skin, and that's why he allowed a guilty verdict to stand against a person that he knew was not guilty. He didn't want the people to riot. He didn't want to look bad in front of his Roman supervisors. And so he backed off, tried to wash his hands of it, but said, ultimately, I want to save my own skin, so whatever. The rulers were looking to save their own skin. That's why they were drumming up the charges against Jesus to begin with. They were afraid of the people. They knew that the people liked Jesus. They were afraid and jealous, and they thought the best way to save their own skin, retain their power and status and money, was to get rid of Jesus. The soldiers always looked to save their own skin. It didn't matter who was in front of them. They were Roman employees. They were in charge of the world. And they didn't need a reason to save their own skin. They just did. It's how they rolled. Even these two thieves crucified next to Jesus, who had lived a life of crime, trying to save their own skin by robbing people blind, they continued to taunt Jesus, just like the rest. Come on! Save your own skin, Jesus. I dare you. And then the thieves added, save your own skin and us. Listen, for all these people who were saving their own skin, daring Jesus to save his own skin during the last hours of his life on the cross. We read from Luke chapter 23. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered wine vinegar and said, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. Save your own skin. There was a written notice above him which read, this is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself. And us. So you see how all these people who were all about saving their own skin for one reason or another were taunting Jesus to do the same for himself. And here's the thing. He could have. He was still true God with all power in the universe. There was no reason why he was on the cross except that he chose to allow it to happen. So the big question for you to think about is, why would someone who could save his own skin not? The main reason Jesus did not save his own skin was so that he could save yours and mine. The Son of God did not come to be served, but to serve and to give up his life as a ransom for many. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, we are healed. What a gift Jesus gave that he set aside his divine power, allowed himself to be murdered to save our skin instead of his own. And that, when we look at the cross and we think about all the unconditional love Jesus has for us there, we can't help but be motivated to look to help others rather than save our own skin in our lives. Instead of having a lifestyle of, I'm going to save my own skin, whatever it takes, and I don't care what it does to other people, we instead ask ourselves, how can I serve you? How can I give of myself to help you? Give you time, give you money, give you assistance, give you a Bible verse, give you a prayer. How can I help you? How can I show unconditional love to you out of love for my Savior who showed unconditional love to me? What an opportunity we have to go out into this me-first world that's full of people trying to save their own skin and be something very different. And all the while that we live a life of love instead of me first, we spotlight our Savior and think about the greatest miracle of Good Friday, which isn't so much that the Son of God was put on the cross, even though that's incredible to see. It's that he didn't come down.